Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupps.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's a Monday, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. My apologies for how my voice sounds. Yeah, I've got a little bit of a cold over the weekend. Have you noticed how cold it is out there? Cold and rainy. Well, I was out working in the hemp field because it's hemp harvest time. But you know what? There's lots of interesting things that happened in the news over the weekend. Fortunately for me, I didn't listen to a lot of it. Just good, actually, because it's all about impeachment. So let me ask you this problem, or this question, rather. Would there be a civil war in America if Donald Trump is impeached? I'm quite serious about this. The president predicted that, right? In a tweet over the weekend. So what do you think? Is it possible in America that we would have a civil war again? Or do our guns have anything to do with that? No, I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Also, and believe me, there's a lot to talk about there. Should rich people pay higher taxes? It's actually the headline of a story called The Tilt, and it's in the Oregonian. Because there's, you know, this leftist move in Congress, but certainly here in Oregon, to continually ding the rich more and more and more. Is that the way we're going to go in this country? Are there enough people who believe that raising taxes higher and higher and higher on quote-unquote the rich is the right thing to do, and that it works, and that it produces a strong and a vibrant economy? It produces all of the money out there that's needed to provide the startups for companies like Apple, Microsoft, and a lot of others. Or is it the rich people that fund those startups, most of whom, well, don't work, and their money gets lost? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Should rich people pay more taxes? Now, we also have some new state laws that went into effect over the weekend. We'll just give you some highlights, and it gives you a sense of where Oregon is headed. But also does this editorial, since we're talking about raising people's taxes. The Ben Bulletin had an interesting editorial. Their editorial board said, you know, you have an opportunity to provide input on the new sales tax. Oops, I'm sorry. The new business tax, which says in its language, it is a tax on business sales. Okay, you got that? Well, there's lots of questions that are being asked about that. And you know the old saying, friends, the devil's in the details? Well, that's exactly what's going to happen here. Because you see, the Oregon Department of Revenue is out there holding meetings like they should, going across the state of Oregon, to figure out what are the rules that we're going to put in place to actually implement this new tax on business sales. Now, you could say it another way, a sales tax, because that's what it is, friends. It's exactly what it is. Now, who pays a sales tax? Who pays a tax on business sales? If you're in business... Now, I'm going to bait my friend Art here. Art has a business. Art has a small business. Art probably doesn't qualify in this business sales tax, because it says if you earn $750,000, rather, if you sell $750,000 worth of business a year, and you don't have to pay the tax. But you do have to register. Now, why would you have to do that? I want you to just think about that for a moment. Two points to make here. Why would you have to register with the state of Oregon if you pay $750,000, or you rather gross $750,000 a year? Why would you have to do that? Well, because they want to know who you are. Because they want to know. Now, look, the Department of Revenue already knows who you are. But the politicians want to know who you are. And the far-left radical organizations like the Teachers Union, like the SEIU, like the trial lawyers, like the wacko environmentalists. Yeah, they want to know who you are too. Because they want to know who you are so they can pressure lawmakers to reduce the amount of money. To reduce the amount of money that qualifies for the new sales tax. That's what that's all about, folks. It's all about just figuring out who they're going to tax next. But ultimately, you know who pays the tax, don't you? If you're a small corner grocery store, your mom and pop business that has a maybe pump some gas. You know what the profit margin is on gasoline, folks? It's tiny. So ask yourself this question. If they sell more than $1 million a year, and I'll guarantee you they do, if they sell more than $1 million a year, who are they going to pass that, that increased cost to? Are they just going to take it out of their profit, or are they going to pass it along to you? So then who really pays the tax? Isn't this new tax on sales really a sales tax on all of us? Well, the answer to that, you know, is just that. You know, folks, how I often talk about how I don't have, I've got to find a way to disable Siri or something on my iPad, because I got the iPad up here, which is how I know when you call the show. And I'll be darned if it just didn't hear me say the word sales tax and Siri come on. Okay, this is how you find out about the sales tax. You hear me rail about this. This is why I don't want one of those Alexas or whatever in my house. That's exactly why. And if I could find a way to disable that, maybe somebody out there. Anyway, so sales tax, who pays it? You and I do. And the idea that even though you don't sell enough, I'm not going to sell enough in hemp this year, but I might sell enough to have to register for this new business activity tax. Because that's one of the questions the state is trying to figure out. You see, this is a story out of the Gazette Times of Corvallis. And the Department of Revenue went to meet with community members. And a number of questions came up about how the tax will it cover agricultural products as they move through the supply chain? Yes, they will. And even if you're a business that doesn't qualify for this, your costs are going to go up because it's an added cost throughout the supply chain. Because I can guarantee you that the people that I buy my my fertilizer from and my my biological products to put on my hemp, they sell a lot of product all over the state of Oregon. They more than qualify for this. Their costs just went up. Who are they going to pass that on to? They're going to pass it on to me. And you know what? The people that they buy their products from are big companies, and they're going to have to pay the price. So it means their costs are going up. And then they're going to pass it along to my fertilizer supplier, who's going to pass it on to me. Now, here's the problem being in agriculture, as you know this. I don't get to pass that cost on to the people that are buying my product, because that's not how it works. But if your corner grocery store, your corner gas station does, they get to pass it on to you. A car dealership gets to pass it on to you. Your auto parts store gets to pass it on to you. You want to talk about an unfair tax? It's one of the many. So there you go, folks. Ben Boyd, if you have an opportunity to weigh in on this, you can. Because this editorial says there are meetings scheduled in Central Oregon Tuesday at the OSU Cascades and Wednesday in Deschutes County Fairground. Now, this is actually the Ben Bulletin. So all across the state, including here in the Mid-Valley, there will be opportunities to weigh in on this thing. So I saw that since I was talking about Art, he called in. So I baited Art. There you go, Art. So there are some other state laws that are taking effect. We'll get into those. But I want to go back to the central point. The Hill has a story about a Republican Rhino lawmaker. You see him on Fox all the time. He's from Illinois. He's a former soldier. He blasted Trump for quoting a pastor that was warning of civil war. So Trump retweets a pastor from a guy you see on a controversial pastor, supposedly. He's an evangelical pastor, Robert Jeffress. You see him, he's in Dallas, Texas. You see him on Fox. He quoted that there might be a civil war if Trump is impeached. Trump retweets it. So it got me to thinking, okay, is that really real? Could we physically have another civil war in this country? It's not a pleasant thought. And the last time, I mean, look, having been to war twice, and many of you who listen to my voice have been to war because you've served in the military, you know how ugly it is, how divisive it is, how long it takes to heal from war. Well, we're in a war right now. It's a war for the hearts and minds of everybody around us. State of Oregon, right here, we're a perfect example of that, aren't we? Sure we are. But let me ask you this question. That's a war that allows us to debate each other. Yeah, but social media has gotten pretty ugly. But what about a real war where government comes for our guns, or the left, the Antifa, go and strengthen, they use their guns against us? What do you think? Could we have truly a real civil war where one side kills each other? Again in this country? No, that's not what would be the benefit? What would be the detriment? Hey, Political Coffee is the name of the show. We'll be back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Sorry for the raspy voice, but I have a little bit of a cold. At least I think in part brought on by working in the hemp fields. Anyway, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So we're talking about a civil war that might happen in Oregon. And do the rich pay enough taxes? You know, this new tax, the sales tax in Oregon, really, it's going to hit all of us. We're all going to, even the Oregon legislative revenue office which are the bean counters that work for us in the legislature, they said it's going to raise your cost of living by 4%. So we know we're, you know, whenever they talk about taxing the rich, they really mean taxing you. And the whole point that you have to register, even though you're a business and you don't hit the $1 million a year gross sales threshold, at $750,000, you still have to register. Why? Because you know they're going to lower the dollar amount from $1 million to $750,000 because they say you're rich. And all those young millennials that flock to Portland, to Portlandia, will buy it because they don't think, apparently, critically about any of that stuff. So we're talking about that today. And, you know, this over the weekend, this whole hubbub about Trump and people getting upset at Trump. And now there's a majority that favor impeachment. Really? Yeah. So Defend 1776 sent me an email about walking away from Trump. Here's what Roger writes. Just as thoughtful, intelligent, independent-minded voters are walking away from the Democrat Party because of the party's dishonesty, the same type of voters are going to walk away from the Republican reason and for the same reason. Trump pretends to be in favor of the Second Amendment when he speaks to the NRA. Then he goes back to the White House and appoints an anti-Second Amendment political hacks like Bill Barr as Attorney General. Hawaii Attorney General Mark Bennett to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and Charles Canterbury to head the ATF. Trump says things like take the guns first and calls for the same laws to be enacted that anti-gun Democrats want. Rhinos and other Republicans had better get their thick skulls that have gun owners stay home on election day. Republican Party will be gone and they won't be coming back ever. Yes, we will end up with a one-party dictatorship. Well, how will that be different? What we seem to be moving for is a dictatorship with window dressing anyway. We need Republicans to start standing up for what's right, like those brave Oregon Republican senators who walked out. Doing what is right can help them win. These senators showed the way. Yes, they did. You're right, Roger. They did. But I don't think Trump is stupid enough to actually do what you think he's doing. I really don't. Because he knows better. Because you see, he's intensely competitive and he wants to win. And he wants to win so he can keep appointing constitutional conservatives to the court. Now, even though you say Hawaii's attorney general is not one of those people. Really? Okay. But Roger brings up a good point here. If people walk away from Trump, all right, because anything that he does here, and the Democrats win, they will enact these things like gun confiscation. So could that lead to a real shooting civil war? What do you think? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I think that's really hard to think that that would happen again in this country. But it might. Would you defend yourself and your family against the Antifa idiots coming to your home? Because say you're a small business owner and they keep lowering the tax threshold and the left is exposing that. The left knows that. And they compound on your door because say maybe the small business group, NFIB, opposes lowering the threshold that just kills your local mom and pop business. And Antifa comes and stands on your front porch and they start pounding on your door, like they have done, by the way, folks. Would America ever go back to a civil war? All right. So I want to remind you, friends, that CBD oil and CBD oil products really do help me personally. And I think that they probably are helping some of you. But you know what? If you haven't tried it, you should go talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They have the best, believe me, the best product around. It's called Canna Shield. And they get their hemp right here, their hemp oil right here from what's grown in the Mid-Willamette Valley, the rich soils of the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, I grow hemp. Part of the reason I have a cold right now is because I spent the weekend in the cold and the rain harvesting hemp. And it's a good thing, not that I have a cold, but that hemp is out there because it does help people. So Canna Shield is what Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care sell. You can see their store. You can visit them on South Commercial right next to Safeway. Or you can go online to their website, vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. And there they, you can buy their products right there. You don't have to go to their store, vimsalem.com. Check it out. Maybe you'll want to try some CBD products. Works for me, and it works for others. So why don't you give it a try? So I got an email from Anne Marie, said, praying for you and your hemp harvest. You're a hardworking guy at this retirement thing. Now, I'll get into more. Anne Marie is a marvelous lady that I'm blessed to go to church with. And she listens to this radio show. She also believes in praying for this country. I believe in praying for this country and for this state. And I believe that we need to pray for this president because he's under assault. But if he is impeached, would it lead, could it trigger a real civil war? And should the rich pay more in taxes? What do you think, folks? It's Monday on Political Coffee. What do you think matters about these issues? So give us a call, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am at 630. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. Sorry for the raspy voice. I've been out harvesting hemp over the weekend. I picked up a little bit of a cold. But the show must go on, is what we say. I haven't lost my sense of humor. If I ever really had one. You're listening to Political Coffee. Here's what we're talking about today. Should the rich pay more taxes? Okay. We hear that from the left constantly. Should they? And if Trump is impeached, could it trigger a real shooting civil war? Now, the reason we're asking these questions is because everything we try to do on this show, and you guys on the phone, hang on. I promise I will get to you in a moment. 503-589-1220 is that number to call. And the phone lines are almost all lit up. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. The reason I try to pose these questions today is for very simply, I want you to be persuadable to the persuadables. I want you to persuade the persuadables. And you do that by having thoughtful conversations. So Anne Marie, whom I go to church with, was in surgery recently. She was recovering from surgery. And she said, here's her email. She said, so I'm being cared for in the hospital recently after knee replacement surgery, listening to your show when my CNA comes into my room to check on me. She asked, what are you listening to? She says, I promise I turned you down a bit. She was listening to me, folks. She says she heard you sharing about the baby dying in the daycare after a so-called inspector failed to shut the place down. Then the judge that refused to hear the remaining evidence in the jury trial and acquitted the owners of the daycare. She lost it. Her eyes filled with tears, and she asked me what she could do to stop this from happening again. I mentioned, well, there's an important petition you can sign recalling Governor Kate Brown. That was under her watch, and it's getting even worse. She says, I think I deserve extra points for persuading the persuadable. I gave her the details about listening to Political Coffee, too. After all, I was in the hospital, for heaven's sake. What say you? Yes, Anne-Marie, you get extra points, lots of extra points, and thank you. Because there's an example, folks, of what I hope and pray each one of you are able to do. And I mean that sincerely. I don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day to do this show just for the fun of hearing my voice talk, because I actually don't like to hear my voice talk. But I will tell you, I do this because I care and I love about this state. And I care for people. And I do not want this state going the way, well, of socialist countries, or frankly, even worse than that. Having the left so take over this state that those of us who will defend our liberty feel we have to engage in a civil war, a real civil war, folks. That's why we better stop this now. You better pray and you better be persuadable. Speaking of people who are persuadable, we're going to start on the phones. We'll start first with Art, and we'll move to Ron. Art, what say you this morning since I called you out early in the show?
Oh, well, hey, Jeff. I thought they lowered the amount on the gross receipts tax. It started out as $1 million, but didn't it drop down to $750, maybe
no.
even lower? You might want to check on that. I mean,
so
many crazy.
No, the answer is no. The law they passed has the amount prescribed in the law. They cannot arbitrarily lower that. So you don't pay the tax, Art, unless you hit that magic $1 million. But if you hit $750,000, you have to register for it, the tax. Now, why would they do that, Art? You know why. You're laughing because you know why.
Yeah. We know what the plan is. But, I mean,
sure.
Let's obviously set the record straight. Yes, you're correct. I don't reach that $1 million threshold. I wish I did, but I don't. But it is definitely going to affect me because I buy my product for my business from Coke, Pepsi, and Vistar, who all three of those companies do well over millions of dollars every year. So they're going to pass the tax on to me, which I'm going to pass on to my customers. I mean, there is no doubt about that, Jeff.
All right, fair enough. Art, who are your customers? Seriously. What are they, the rich, or are they the working folks?
Well, Jeff, I work in the vending program, so this is going to floor you. My customers are actually state, city, and county workers. So every one of those people are going to pay higher prices in my vending machines because otherwise I can't stock the machines. So that is going to happen. So it's kind of ironic that in my business, it's going to affect all those state, city, county employees. They're going to suffer.
Yeah, and you know, and Art, thank you for just laying it out in very succinct terms. I deeply appreciate it. Art, I got to let you go because I got to move on to Ron.
Name.
But I tell you what, you know, what's interesting is that Art sells his product to government workers, and they all belong to unions, or at least some of them. Some of you can walk away from your union now, thank you to the U.S. Supreme Court. But guess what? They support the very people that just passed a tax that they are now going to have to pay. Do you think, I'm quite serious now, do you think that these government workers can connect those dots? Well, this is where you can help persuade them. You can ask that question, can't you? If you're a government worker, you could say, you know that new law that's going to go into the new sales tax on business? You know what's going to raise the cost of everything we buy? And then you could use Art's example. That might get them to thinking, huh? Ron, what do you say? Good morning, Ron. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. timely topics. I just thought I'd mention a comment I heard Rush Limbaugh make Friday, just 2 days ago, about your question about a civil war. Rush Limbaugh said, we are in a cold civil war right now.
Yes.
And I have heard other people that I've talked to raise the same question. Yesterday, I was gathering signatures on South Commercial and doing quite well there, right at the entrance to Wincob. And so there's also, I think your comments about this gross receipts tax is going to generate some of these tax meetings you mentioned, like the one that's planned for Deschutes over there in Bend.
Yeah. So, do you think that? I mean, the people that show up at those meetings are people who, for some reason, many of them, Ron, I'll tell you, it's like a lot of the people who showed up at the Capitol with Timber Unity, the old believer community, the Russians and the Slavics. I mean, they were worried about losing the parental rights with the forced vaccination issue. Timber Unity guys, farmers, people like us, they got how this whole cap and trade thing was going to affect them. Those people have woken up to the fact that government is going to make a decision that's going to negatively impact their life. The people that shows up to these meetings at these rulemaking meetings are typically not those people, because they don't even know about it or they're not caring about it. Now, business owners will. You know, guys like Art, who know this is going to affect them, or farmers like me, should show up at those meetings. But the sad part is, Ron, that most of them won't. Most people won't. You know who will show up to meetings? Having been a state legislator, I will tell you, when you go hold these meetings in the field, Ron, the people that show up are the activists who get activated by an email request, or somebody robocalls them and says, show up at this meeting, support this radical far-left idea. Well, that's who sadly shows up for these things. But typically, you know, the people whose ox gets gored, they find out too late. They don't show up for these kinds of meetings about the rules. Remember when I started the show, Ron, I said the devil's in the details? Well, it is. It's how they write the rules. And this is in part, Ron, how Art is kind of right, in that they'll find a way through the rules to really make this new sales tax apply to most businesses. Ron, how can people sign the recall petition?
I picked up these last two Sundays about 100 signatures there.
Wow.
I have Kevin Dahl, he's the owner of Ticklicker Firearms. He gave me another completed 8 sheets. And so I will be taking those to the Republican office, you know, the state office there on Hawthorne today. And I just want to remind people of the address, 752 Hawthorne Avenue, if they want to either sign the recall petition or turn in completed sheets.
Ron, thank you for not only what you're doing, for keeping that effort going.
You bet.
We can get there. We can make this happen. We can send a powerful message.
Take care of your voice, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, friend. I appreciate it. It's 6:48 in the morning. You can also go to flushdownkatebrown.com or katebrownrecall.com. Sign the petitions. Back in a moment, folks. Are we going to have a civil war, and should the rich pay more in taxes?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Thanks for listening today, friends, even in spite of my raspy voice. I got an email from Lee about the Civil War, well, and Texas. Could there be, would the impeachment of Trump trigger a real Civil War? And should the rich pay more taxes? Well, here's what Lee thinks. Yes, there could be a Civil War if the president were to be impeached. How would it look? I don't think it would be an all-out war like the past Civil War, but maybe close. I also believe Mr. Trump is doing a good job draining the swamp, and that scares the swamp people. I think Obama did a good job waking up those who have been politically asleep, and now Trump is exposing the good old boy network, and that something can be done about it. Taxes? Pay more tax? Sure. Within a year, the government will be running everything because business will be gone, jobs will be lost. No, the rich can support America for about 7 months if they were taxed at 85%. So why not drop all the loopholes and hand out charity programs and have a straight tax for everybody? Economic models prove that more people working, everyone being taxed, say, at 17%, all businesses will be able to forecast for growth and grow. There would be much more money flowing in. So the next question would be how to curb spending. Ooh. Now, that's something, by the way, that neither party is doing a good job at, curbing spending, including Trump. Rich writes me an email, says, "Hi, Jeff, I may be wrong, but the Civil War is already here. The shooting at the baseball diamond on the Republican politicians. The shooting in Las Vegas with no public information on what the investigation found. The lack of arrests of any and all Antifa slime, a.k.a. protection of Antifa by the Democrats. John Brennan, former CIA director, a communist and devout Muslim attacking and creating chaos and protected by the Democrats. And the Democrats going overboard at all costs to overthrow our government. Are these not the beginnings of a civil war?" Well, yeah, they kind of are. Aren't they? You know, when one party says that it's okay to go after people based on what they believe, what they say with their words, that's okay to go after them. Either pounding on their front door with a bunch of protesters, a bunch of far-left activists, or going after them in the public square. And then saying, well, it's okay, because they're just wrong and we're morally more superior. Really? That's okay? You see, that's what the left says. Rich is not wrong here, folks. And I'm sorry to say this. He's right. It's already happening. Now, it's not a shooting civil war yet. But I want you to think, if they literally did come for your guns, you know, Beto O'Rourke is out there saying that, I'm going to come after your AK-47 and your AR-15. Those are weapons of war. People don't need them. Yes, we do. We need them to protect against the Antifas, the mob breaking down our door. Because, you know, you need lots of bullets in your gun to do that. Or, per se, we need them to protect ourselves, sad to say, from our own government. Which is precisely what our founders did in the Revolutionary War. I'm telling you, folks, this is why we have to pray for this great nation, pray for our leadership. Even if you don't like them, pray for them. And it's okay, by the way, to pray for them to be removed from office if they don't see the light, if the blinders are not taken off. Pray that they'll be removed from office somehow, some way, and that their evil plans will be thwarted. I mean, just, you know, what Rich said about John Brennan is so true. This so-called whistleblower is apparently a protege of John Brennan. Don't you think they probably still talk? course they do. And yes, John Brennan is an avowed Muslim. Yes, he voted for communist Gus Hall for president years ago. He admitted to that when he was in college. This man is evil. Well, you know what? We can thwart evil with prayer. The other thing is you do what we ask you to do every day, and that's listen to this show so that you can use these questions to get people to thinking. Do the rich pay enough in taxes? So if somebody says that to you at your place of work, just ask them, all right, so how do you define rich? Is it somebody who makes $1 million a year? Somebody makes $10 million a year? And if you say it's okay to tax the rich, who maybe started a business from nothing and worked hard and lost money for years and worked incredible long hours, and that business grew and they grew and they grew and they were able to be successful, and they make things or they provide a service that blesses people's lives, should we punish them now because they've worked hard the American dream? How much is too much? How much do you think you should pay in taxes? And most people tell you, at least from surveys that I've read, when you ask that question, most people say about 15%. Most of them pay a lot more than that. And now we have the hidden sales tax in Oregon. That's another persuadable thing you can say to people. Did you know that there's a new sales tax in Oregon and that we're going to pay it? That opens that door for conversation, doesn't it? You know, my friend Fred Thompson is a man who cares about people. He put his very life on the line as a special operator in Vietnam. And now he helps people's lives, make their lives better through both providing better income for retirement and through life insurance programs. So why don't you give him a call? You know, you can do business with anybody you want, friends, but you want to do business with people who believe what you believe. And he does. I know him well. I'm proud to call him friend. He's a proud patriot, and he's a guy who can help make your life better. New York Life is the company he represents. He can do a lot of good things for you. So why don't you call him? 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. If you believe that Kate Brown should be recalled, go to the websites. Go to flushdownkatebrown.com and go to katebrownrecall.com. Just sign both petitions, folks. Wouldn't it be wonderful for both of them to qualify for forcing a special election? Because all this stuff we're talking about, impeachment, civil war, gun confiscation, taxation, losing your parental rights, all of that is embodied in the direction of this state, a state led by someone, Kate Brown, who likes all of those ideas and who, as so many of the newspapers have said, has called her dishonest and non-transparent. We don't need leadership like that, folks. So pray for her. Pray for people to sign this petition. Let's put it to a vote. Let's take a stand. Thanks for listening, friends. Get out there. Make it a great day. I'll be here tomorrow, Lord willing, with a voice. See you then.